And welcome back to the 50-50 podcast presented by Physical Athletics, our proud partners, Physical Athletics. You can find them on all social media platforms at Physical Athletic, that's F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Athletic, as well as on their website at physicalathletics.com. My next guest, he is the head coach of the reigning 4A women's soccer state champions, the Midlothian Heritage Jaguars, Coach Slovacek. Coach, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us. We know it's been a busy 2 weeks for you. We know you've had a very busy week. You all got to officially have your celebration this week. We'll hit on that in a little bit. But so before we dive in on the season that was, Coach, tell us a little bit. Introduce yourself to us a little bit. Tell us about your coaching background and tell us a little bit about your program.
Gerald Slovacek. My background, I was a football player by trade coming out of high school, going into college. And then got into coaching soccer. I coached my kids and when they were little in rec league and things like that. And got into it when I was coaching high school and was privileged enough to have some really good coaches along the way. And I've coached at Alvarado a couple of years and then over at Midlothian High School and then came over as the head coach at Midlothian Heritage 6 years ago. Just loving every minute of it.
That's great. So you mentioned you've been there for 6 years now, and this marks your second state title there. Is that correct? Did I get that correct? Yeah. So second state title in program history there. What's it been like over the last 2 weeks and particularly this week with you all having your celebration?
I'm very fortunate to be in this situation and to be able to be at a program like this who has the caliber of kids that I have, the caliber of players is just amazing. The last 2 weeks since winning it, it's just kind of a whirlwind of different things, different responsibilities, lots of praise and lots of things that are going on. And it's one of the things that comes along with it. I wouldn't trade it for the world because there aren't a lot of people that win a state title. Right. And so to be able to do that has just been amazing. And our celebration, we get to honor those kids because it's all about the girls in the program and thank their families and all of that. And so being able to do that and tell our seniors goodbye and things like that is just a great, it's a great week.
Yeah. Well said. I make that a point to point that out to every coach that I've spoken to over the last 2 weeks about, hey, don't forget to enjoy it because it's not a given that you'll return next year or that you'll ever return. So don't forget to savor the moment. And myself included, I've only been as far as a state semifinal. So, for sure. I think it's a matter of taking it all in and definitely appreciating it. So Coach, tell us about, obviously this was a very, very different type of year. This was a very different type of season, right? So from COVID to a major winter storm wreaking havoc on top of the usual, the injuries and what have you. Describe to us from a coach's perspective, your personal experience, describe this season to us.
It was a challenging season. Having won the title in 2018, getting knocked out in 2019, and then COVID last year, there were lots of expectations on this season. And so, all of those different, the COVID and the ice storm, like you mentioned, and things like that, those were just things that we had to deal with. And from the very beginning, I told our team that we just have to roll with the punches. And when we get training time, we get time together, we're going to do the best job that we can to be prepared for when we're playing. We did have games moved and canceled and things like that during our district schedule. And I just told them, you got to be patient, and told the families and parents to be patient. And whatever comes along, we're going to make sure and do the best that we can. We're going to roll with it. We're going to do everything that we can to make sure that we put ourselves in a safe position as far as COVID goes. And the girls did a great job of that throughout the year. For everyone, around the state, it was very challenging, and some people had it harder than others. And I feel very blessed that we were able to, fight through all that, get through all that added adversity, fight through the pressure because the girls felt it as well. and get back to the championship.
What surprised you about this season? You know, good or bad, positive or negative, it could have been a good surprise, but obviously you knew, just like every other coach, it was a different type of trying season, unprecedented. Was there anything that surprised you, good or bad or both, maybe, that about this season?
You know, I was really a little worried about being able to get the whole season in, you know, once football had issues kind of going out of their season and going into the winter time. I was really nervous that we would get kind of the legs knocked out from under us and not be able to finish. But, you know, as we moved along, I was very happy and not really surprised, because the UIL did a great job of making sure we were able to play. And but other than that, you know, I just think that the adversity that we all faced was just something that I think all the coaches, that's what we do. We handle things. Things that come along, we try to find solutions. And I think the UIL and just coaches in general did a great job of doing that throughout the year. So I don't think it was anything that took anybody by surprise. I think we were all prepared for it and just kind of rolled with the punches, like I said.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I've made it a point to ask every coach as well is, and you're very familiar because you've obviously been there before, you know, your program, very, very familiar with deep runs in the state playoffs. And of course, having also made that same run and taken it all in 2018, but so you're familiar with the original format in terms of regional tournaments and state tournaments, right? Compared to this year, no regional tournament, no traditional state tournament this year. What was your take on that? Good or bad?
They actually asked me that after the state game, and I like the tournament format for the sole purpose. I think the experience for the kids is just different. It makes it a little more special. You know, until that state game, it was almost like we were just going and playing playoff games or district games or whatever. And so I think the tournament format for the kids is just a cool experience. You know, whether you make it to the regional tournament, it's something huge. It's 2 days in a row you go and play. And then the state tournament, you know, for the guys that lost in the semifinal game, you know, they didn't get to experience that whole Georgetown state feel. And so, you know, I told them minimum, I felt like they needed to have a full state tournament, regional tournament as well, if they could, but that's kind of what I felt about it.
Got it. Okay. So, you know, and you talk about the experiences about your team and kind of making, you know, promises with your team, deals with your team. You want them to experience the most. there was a certain video that surfaced that I have to ask you about. I think a few rounds in, I saw one day you're out there floating around in an ice bath. Tell me a little bit more about that.
You know, we always did ice baths, you know, pretty much after tournament season, you know, once a week, twice a week, they do ice baths, and they always told me, why don't you get in? Why don't you get in? So I told them the day I would get in is April 14th or 15th. And that was their clue to them that, you know, we have to get to that state championship game. And right. So we left on April 15th. That morning before we got on the bus, I jumped in that ice bath. It was full. It had 4 inches of ice on top. Our trainer put the most ice I've ever seen. I lost my breath for a few minutes. They threw a rubber duck in because our little goofy thing was finding ducks at parks before games. Right. And man, I got in there and I couldn't breathe for about 2 minutes. But after that, it was awesome. And I would not change it for the world. And I actually ended up staying in there about 10 minutes. So video you saw was probably towards the end when I was kicking ice out, but we were rocking it. And they had some music playing, and the girls even mentioned that it was one of their favorite things of the year. One of their favorite memories.
Absolutely. I bet. I can only imagine, you know, yeah, those ice baths, 10 minutes, that's saying something. You know, they're usually not so bad once you stop breathing, you know, but yeah. Yeah, okay. I came across that video. One of my buddies sent that to me, and I was just like, oh, it's like if I get to speak with him, I gotta ask him about this.
Well, once I was numb after about 3 minutes, no problem.
Yeah. Must have made for a great bus ride, right? Once you got on there?
Yeah, we left a little bit after that, but I did have time to thaw out a little bit.
That's great. So coach, you talk about you mentioned the recognition of the the kids that you're fortunate to have there at Midlothian Heritage. The buzz around your program, because it was so dominant, and obviously you were challenged along the way, but still very dominant. This Midlothian Heritage squad, they could have easily played with 5A's and most 6A's. You know what? Obviously, you can't speak for all the 5A and 6A programs in the state, but just, you know, that's meant as a compliment to you and your program, and you know, the strides that your girls have made. But how do you take that? How do you internalize that when you hear stuff like that?
You know, and it is a compliment, because, you know, like I said, I'm fortunate. I've got a great group of girls that listen to my message. They come in with a lot of the skills. And all I do is try to get that teamwork, get that bond, get that relationship going. And that's the biggest thing for me. When we get them in high school, it's hard to teach a lot of those skills that they've been learning. If they haven't been learning, as y'all know, you know, right, they haven't been learning them throughout their life. It's hard to teach them or get them to the level, a championship level as a team. And so, knowing that, you know, I try to schedule every 5A team that I can in pre-district tournaments, everything along the way, our warm-up game. And so we play very competitive 5A teams in the Metroplex. We played 6A in the past. In the past years, we play a lot of the same teams, you know, and we came out on the losing end. Competitive, never could get over the hump of beating some of those teams. This year, we got over the hump and we won those games. And so I knew this team was special. It doesn't mean we can go compete with them. I think we could compete with most. I don't know if we could win them all, but I think the girls would go out and compete because we love that competition aspect. That's what makes our program better. 4A soccer is great, but with the level of talent that I have, it's hard for some of the 4A schools that don't have that skill, those club players, to compete at that level. And, you know, it's not a shot at any 4A school. It's just the blessing that I have being the coach at Heritage High School.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so obviously you have a lot of players there. It takes especially to win a state title, right? It takes the entire group. You know, it's not just your studs, your goal scorers, or maybe a great goalkeeper, but those role players, right? Highlight some of your players for us, coach. Some of your players that maybe don't always get the spotlight, but they're an intricate part of what made this state title possible for you all this year.
Okay. You know, and we do have a pretty complete team. You know, our left back, Savannah Condi, she's a senior, started all 28 games. She's been on varsity since freshman year. She's moved roles a couple of times. She stepped up huge for us this time or this year. We had another outside back that played a key role. She was kind of our 12th man, if you will, depending on what lineup we'd go into and what role Rachel Allen, the senior that was the MVP of the 2018 state championship, would play. And so, you know, the biggest thing is these girls, they kept that positive attitude. Once we got through the season, they kind of knew what their roles were, and they just did an amazing job. We have seniors, you know, Hannah Dorsey, that played a center mid position, was amazing at controlling the tempo of the game in the middle of the field. Didn't necessarily score a bunch of goals this year. She has in the past. She's made huge goals for us in the past and has throughout the playoffs. Didn't have the numbers that some of our girls had, but just things like that. You know, we don't have to – luckily, we don't have to rely on one or two girls. I mean, it's literally a team effort, time in and time out, and we have different girls that step up each game. It could be a variety of girls each game, and that's a luxury that I have that a lot of teams don't have.
Right. And the – did you did you get the sense this year, when you look back on it, 2018 and obviously very different this season, 2018 and 2021, were there, besides the obvious, the end result of state title, were there a lot of parallels there in terms of team makeup, the type of players you had? Did you get that same feeling really early this year that maybe you had in 2018 that we have a chance to be the take it all kind of special? Were there a lot of similarities? There a lot of parallels or completely different makeup?
You know, in 2018, I really had a feeling because 2017 we battled Kennedale, got beat 2-1 in the regional quarterfinal game, and that was our second year as a school. 2-1, you know, Kennedale. I think Steubenville ended up winning it that year. They knocked Kennedale out, but I knew after that year, and I told the girls, and they didn't believe me. I felt like we were going to have a good chance that year. I knew it was going to be a battle, but I wanted to instill in them that that was our goal. And, you know, the girls will tell you, like, yeah, we didn't know if we could do it. We didn't know if we could do it. But that team in 2018 was a very – it was a skilled team, but it was a team of girls that just refused to lose. They just went balls out. You know, they were there to fight every second of the game. And then, you know, just got it done. We had that incoming freshman class that were now seniors this year that added some youth and some skill to the team that we really needed in the playoffs to get it. Over that hump. This year, those girls that were freshmen were seniors, and they knew what it felt like, and they thought we'd get back the next couple of years. COVID took one of them away. Me coaching probably in 2019 probably took one of them away because we let a girl score four goals on us, and I took responsibility for that. But this team right here, they knew kind of what that road was, and those seniors did a great job of leading. And our young players, we had freshmen, sophomores, juniors, a mix of good kids, and just our leadership was just amazing. And so this team was probably a more skilled team than the 2018, but had still had that same fight that the 2018 team had.
Did you get a sense, obviously your seniors, your class of 2020, they didn't get to play out their senior season last year. So having the rest of your players kind of having the realization that, hey, this game can actually be taken away from you at any moment. Was there a, you know, was there a kind of, did this year feel like a continuation of last year in terms of the mindset of your players or even the message that you were promoting to your squad?
You know, it really did. I mean, I felt so bad. We had a really good group last year. We lost three seniors last year. And we felt like we had a really good chance last year to get back to the state tournament, and that getting wiped away, it was just heartbreaking for those girls. And so throughout the year, you know, I would tell the girls, this is kind of for them, you know, they're a part of this team. They weren't able to get that opportunity. And so throughout the year, I'd kind of preach that. And so us winning that title this year, absolutely. I feel like it, belongs to those girls as well.
Yeah. I can only imagine. That was kind of the heartache for a lot of student athletes across, you know, across the country, really, not just across the state. But so keeping in mind kind of how 2020 played out, right? As far as we didn't even get to play a state playoff, state tournament. And then this year, did you get the sense this year, maybe even before the playoffs, definitely maybe once the playoffs began, not just your community there, Midlothian Heritage, but, and maybe not even just the Metroplex, but did you get the sense through what you saw maybe on social media, in the news, that there was a higher level of excitement for the high school soccer game and maybe even coverage for the game at the high school level?
Yeah, I do feel like that was occurring. You know, it seemed like to me, I mean, there were new, outlets, media outlets popping up this year that hadn't been around. I think that the coverage by the local newspapers, the big Metroplex newspapers, all of that was big. I thought the excitement within even just the community here was huge in our fan base and the kids in school. And I think having that taken away last year kind of woke some people up and go, hey, we need to go support soccer and everything that they do. You know, it's not the biggest sport in Texas, but you know, I think a lot of people missed it and not being able to go through that experience last year. And I think that the media really did a great job this year. Not even the mainstream media, just different sources, you know, of really promoting it and getting the word out and getting people excited about soccer.
Has the game grown from your perspective within your community, within the 4A? And then when you look at it at large in the state, your perspective, how much has the game grown?
I think it's grown tremendously. You know, I mean, I drive by soccer fields out here every day and just see tons of kids out there. It's amazing here in Midlothian. Like I said, Midlothian's it's kind of a soccer town. Midlothian High School across town. My mentor that I coached under, Coach Austin Guest, is the coach over there. He coaches boys and girls, but he's done a great job. He was in Red Oak, which is a little community out here as well. He's done a great job of promoting for years, 25 years, the game of soccer in high school and in club and back in the day. And so, you know, I always drive by that soccer field, and if I'm ever with anybody, they go, well, they're your future players out there. And I said, yeah, I hope so if I'm still around. But I do believe that, you know, as, you know, the interest in the women's game internationally and the men's game continues to grow and those types of things, I think that there's a lot in the success that they've had. I think that a lot of young girls and young men, you know, they fall in love with the game, and I think it's continuing to grow.
Yeah, you know, we start to transition here, Coach. So you're obviously your squad there, your program, you now really kind of solidify. It's already been known as a very successful, highly competitive program. You had one state title in 2018. Now you add another. You had a twin for the trophy case, right? So now you've really established a pedigree there. And now you're going into 2022 the same way you were entering 2019. What do you say to them now that they're at the top and they got that target on their back? What do you say to them to get them ready for next year?
Well, a lot of these girls, I won't say a lot, a few of these girls were freshmen when we lost in 2019, and they know how devastating that was to each and every one of their teammates that were seniors and the ones last year that got knocked out by COVID. And they knew how devastating it was to me. And like I said, I feel like I didn't do a good enough job coaching that game, not knowing enough about this player that was unbelievable that beat us. So I think they know that situation. And I've got great leadership. Our seniors were really good leaders, but our juniors and sophomores and freshmen that were here this year, unbelievable young ladies. And like I said, I try to promote a culture of let's play the next game. Let's not look ahead. Right. And all the way through the playoffs each year, you know, it's about let's play the next game. Let's watch film. What do we need to improve on? And that's the message that I like to send. I don't want them to worry about winning a state title. They're going to feel the pressure because I know I felt it this year, and they probably did as well. But I want them to look one game at a time. What do we do this next training session? What do we need to improve on? Let's play competitive teams, and then let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well said. So as we start winding down here, Coach, kind of a continuation question of what I just asked you and what you hit on a little bit there is 2022 season in coaching, in the coaching world and coaching, you know, in coaching terms, it's kind of right around the corner. Right. So even though you're still enjoying this one, right, that's kind of how we're wired as coaches. So tell us, you know, what can we expect from your Midlothian Heritage program next year?
I think, like I said, we're losing five seniors. We've got a good little group coming back. It's a group that is, I feel like, I mean, we're already in off season now. You know, we took a week and turned stuff in and all that, but we're already in off season. They're in off season leading. We do a lot of weightlifting off season. We don't get ball touches in the period like a bunch of schools do. We lift weights, we condition, we do things like that. More as a mental aspect than anything. We start getting touches, you know, throughout the year, next year. But, you know, my message to them is just continue to work hard. I always talk to them about our conditioning tests, all the hours they're going to spend in the weight room, out on the field. You know, they don't love just lifting weights. Most of them don't love it, but it's important. And I tell them that the most important thing is mentally. You know, if you can go in there and you can grind in the weight room and grind out on the field and get your conditioning in, you're putting all these little mental deposits in. And so when those games get tough, when we're in those really tough playoff games, district games, that's the time that those things are going to come out. That's when you're going to fight because you put so much work in. And from now until then, that's the message that I'm sending to them.
He is Coach Gerald Slovacek, head coach of the UAL 4A state champion Midlothian Heritage Jaguars. Coach, this has been tremendous. We've appreciated you. We appreciate your time. Any final words, shout outs, anything you want to share? You know, you got coaches, student athletes, a lot of people listening to this across the state. Any final words, anything you'd like to share with us? Any shout outs?
You know, any of those coaches out there, if they're young coaches, man, build relationships with your kids. My coaching of soccer X's and O's wise is probably average at best. I've learned a lot over the years, but man, my big thing is build relationships, make them run through a brick wall with you, and go above and beyond. And that's what I try to build my program on.
Perfectly said. There's no need to follow that up with perfectly said. We'll end it on that. So coach, again, it's been great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Congratulations on winning that 4A state title, adding a second title to the program. And for our listeners, again, thank you for your continued support. And until the next time, keep downloading and keep listening.